Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. There are particular worship services from my childhood that I can still remember to this day. And the reason that I can remember these particular services is because something unique happened in each of them. For example, I can remember the Good Friday services from when I was a small boy, because my dad always had the church very dark, and he started the tradition that I have followed here, where he would slam the Bible and then sing the song, "O Darkest Woe." I can remember our Christmas program services, because all of us children who participated each year were given a bag of peanuts that also had an orange inside. I can remember our Christmas Eve services, because the choir had this one particular piece that they would sing every year called the Quempus Celebration. And they would split into four parts and be in four different places in the sanctuary at the same time. And it was really kind of cool. And I can remember the All Saints Day services, because each year my dad would read the names of those folks in the congregation who had passed away in that past year, followed by a tolling of the bell, something that we have also done here. I remember those various services because they each had something unique about them. But I'm not sure I fully appreciated each of those unique elements. I know I didn't fully understand them. I certainly didn't understand the reading of the names on All Saints Day. For you see, my takeaway from that service each year was that that service was somehow a dedication service to those folks who had died. I grew up thinking that All Saints Day was simply a Sunday set aside to honor and to remember our departed brothers and sisters in the congregation. But that's not really what it's about. For you see, All Saints Day is really not about the dead in Christ. If it were, it really wouldn't be All Saints Day. It would simply be some Saints Day. And you and I would not be among those some that name was talking about, because you and I are still living. No, All Saints Day is about that day when all the saints of God will be made alive and all of us will be welcomed by God into His kingdom. We recognize All Saints Day each year to help us look forward to that day of Christ's return, when we, along with all the saints of God, the past, the present, and the future, are brought together as one church, one nation, one bride. And we are then welcomed into our eternal home. In our first reading today from the book of Revelation, we read John's words. "After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, 'Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.' And he said, "These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will spread his tent over them. Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat upon them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." All Saints' Day is about our eternity with God. It's about our salvation. It's about the hope and the promise that we have in Christ. That because Jesus died and rose again, that we are going to live with him forever in heaven. Since our sins have already been forgiven, there is now nothing and no one that could ever separate us from that eternal life that is ours, that has been promised to us because of what Christ has won for us. All Saints' Day is about that day when Christ shall at last put all of his enemies under his feet, and when all of God's children will be awakened from death to reign with him in heaven forever. That's the day for all the saints of God. And that is the day that we think about and that we celebrate each year as we recognize All Saints' Day in the church. So then, why do we take time out to remember the faithful departed? To read the names of those who have died in the congregation in the past year? We do it not to honor them, but to remind ourselves that they also are among the saints of God. And that not even death can exclude or exempt them, or one day us, from the eternal life that God has prepared for all of his saints. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, Paul writes some very poignant words which speak directly to this point. There were many in the early church who believed that the Lord's return was going to take place very soon, as in their lifetime. And so as folks in their church community began to pass away, and as the return of Christ seemed to be being pushed further and further into the future, a concern arose among the early Christians about what would happen with those saints who have already died, who won't be here to see when the Lord returns. And so they became very worried about that, those who Paul said had fallen asleep. Would they miss out on that great day and the great events and blessings that the Lord had planned for his people? You have to remember that these early Christians, they didn't have the benefit of the Word of God that we do. They didn't have the sacred writings and scriptures to look to answer their questions. And so they worried that death might separate a believer from all of the blessings that God had promised and planned for his children. And so in his first letter to the Thessalonian church, Paul wrote these words. "According to the Lord's own word, we tell you that we who are still alive who are left till the coming of the Lord will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. The reason that we read the names of those members who have left this life in the past year is to remind us that even they will be among the saints in white robes on that great day of the Lord's return. And that applies to all of our lost loved ones too. Spouses, moms, dads, children. Death cannot separate them from God or separate them from us, because we are the holy ones of God and we are one in Christ Jesus. All Saints' Day is thus ultimately not about this day, but about that day. It's about that day of Christ's return. That's the day in which all the saints of God will be together, and the day in which all the saints of God will receive eternal life. And it's that day in our tomorrow that we celebrate and commemorate and anticipate on this day today. May we as God's people thus find great hope and comfort and joy in this All Saints Day as we highlight what God has prepared for us on that All Saints Day. To God and God alone be the glory. Amen.